Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Oh, it's quite a day here. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, a man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, a guy that had two safeties in one game in the same quarter. That record will stand the test of time. The acting legend, the star of Hunter, Land's End, Agent X, you name it, Crisis, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael Horn. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Everyone has been sending me those birthday wishes.
You had a big birthday party before we got on the air here today.
Yeah, we had everybody here at the station, the power packed 50,000-watt station.
Yeah.
50,000 watts of power. And
that bulb we put in.
We had some nice cupcakes, and they gave me some Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, and the big birthday bash comes right after the 4th of July. You're on the 6th of July, and we should mention that, was it the classic kind of 4th of July stuff that you set off fireworks when you were a kid and then wait for your birthday 2 days later?
Well, I always surrounded my birthday with certainly 4th of July.
Right.
And today, I think back to being a little kid and having my relatives and neighbors and my friends and celebrate my birthdays. I remember I can go all the way back to my 4th, 5th birthday.
And you used to get, you said you were telling us off air here that you get your head rubbed. Was that?
Yeah. My uncles would, I had a lot of a blonde moppy head of hair.
Yeah.
And they would, always, you're 4, 5, and 6 years of age. They grab your head and wipe the chili sauce off their hands.
So they would use your hair as a rag.
Yeah, that's what they did. So in the end of the evening, my mom would wash my hair and everything would be all right.
So it was like, that was the deal. It's like little Freddie is there. Let's go ahead and wrap by wipe.
Yeah, they'd yell for me when they were eating wings.
Where's the old Freddie?
Get him over. Genevieve Nell Clark.
Oh.
So everybody called her Nell. And she said, "Nell, where's number two? Where's your son?"
Oh, you had a number already at that time.
Yeah,
you
my brother was number uniform. One. My brother was number
so
one.
So they could tell you apart.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So your brother was number one, and you were now number two.
Number two,
Freddie Dreyer.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
So I knew my place though. I always go over to my uncle, who had a real big fat stomach, and he always ate wings and stuff. He would wipe his fingers on my hair.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers, knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, Whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
If your bath could use a little updating or a complete makeover, Lowe's has you covered. Our in-store designers can help you create a bathroom design and help you manage your project from start to finish. To request a free design consultation, visit lowes.com/kitchenandbath. If you're ready to dive in now, we can help you save with up to 50% off select bath vanities. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 7/5 through 7/17. Selection varies by store. While supplies last, U.S. only.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Sports Lounge. Birthday day for Fred Dreyer, the star of our show, the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The record's not going to be broken. And we were just reminiscing a little bit. We had some guests here from Cincinnati, and I didn't realize your father, you just said, was from Cincinnati. Is that right?
My father, his family were actually born in Covington, Kentucky.
Right.
And then they worked their way across the Ohio River up into Cincinnati, and it's where everybody settled in. And actually, my uncle was the maitre d' at the Covington Country Club.
Wow, that must have been a big deal.
It was the Covington Country Club, yeah.
And so your dad worked his way up, and was he a big Cincinnati Redlegs? Probably the Redlegs back then.
Well, it was the Redlegs, but I think he was mostly Indy 500 guy.
Really?
Yeah, he and his buddies used to jump in the jalopy and drive over to Indianapolis.
And that was liked the jalopies too. You hanging out watching the guys. So your dad, that was his big sport, was Indy 500 stuff, huh?
Yeah, he liked that. Well, he liked football and baseball too. But I mean, from what I remember, he mostly was he made the biggest effort as a young kid towards auto racing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as a young kid, you used to hang out with our buddy Don, Prudhomme. You would hang out and watch the funny cars and stuff like that, too. Did you have the same kind of interest as a kid? Did he instill that in you?
I don't know if he did or not, but, I mean, you pick it up in Southern California, don't you? I mean,
not as much.
It's all drag racing in Southern California.
Well, on the main streets, we're talking about professionals I'm talking about. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we got around, like most kids in most cities, to get cars when they're 15, 16. They just race the hell out of them.
You used to hang that's out. That's how you met Prudhomme, wasn't it? Like, you were hanging out and he saw you hanging around the cars or something?
I met him through Tom McEwen.
Tom McEwen, there you go. That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
And we got to know everybody. Everybody was very nice. They would invite you to come to the races in the old Lions drag strip in Long Beach, which is gone now, like most of the strips are. But we would go there and we'd hang out. And, they were a very, it was like a garage mechanic. If you were walking down the street and you'd see a guy with a hot rod in his car, you thought nothing of walking onto his property and asking him about it and stuff. Those drag guys were they were basically just glorified grease monkeys,
You do that now, walking somebody's property, get shot. But times changed.
But, the people were, and still, for the most part, I think, from what I can remember, were always very kind to people who were interested in what they were doing.
You know, little memories, and we've researched this for you. Our crack team here of Tyler put together a little tribute to you on your birthday, because I don't know if you know this or not, but there are some legends that share your birthday on the 6th of July.
And should I know that?
Well, James Lofton.
Is this a quiz?
James Lofton played for the Bills, the Packers, and the Raiders. He was a wide receiver, so Jimmy Lofton there. How about this? Tim Worrell, who played with the Padres, was a great pitcher. Not Todd, Tim Worrell, and probably the big legend, Richard Goose Gossage, pitcher with the Yankees and the Padres and the Astros. And that's some of the guys that are sharing your birthday.
That's so, it?
That's what we came up with. Those three.
That's the research that was done.
Four famous people.
That was the research that was done?
Four people.
Yeah, four people.
On the 6th of July. Most of them have birthdays on the 4th. But
I go through the cemetery over here and pick out a... Pick out a dozen real quick.
That's good, huh? But those are some of the big celebs that we had. And there's probably more. I'm sure our listeners can go ahead and
email you. You missed the big ones.
Did I really?
President Bush.
Really? Well, we were looking at sports.
Wait a minute.
We were looking, is this the first Bush Sr.?
George W. Bush.
George W. Bush.
Same day.
But H.W. played baseball. George W.
No, George.
He just watched it. He
played at Yale in 1880.
Yeah, he did. It was a while back with Vin Scully. He played against Vin Scully on a team.
First baseman, yeah.
But anyway, so George W. Bush. Who else?
W. Bush.
And who else? Come on.
Same day, same month, same year.
Loves auto racing. Who else?
Exactly.
Yeah, who else?
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone.
Exactly.
Thank you. I didn't know he was in the studio.
Gosh.
Shout out to you from Sylvester Stallone.
That was a birthday gift. Thanks. And there's many more.
Care to name any others?
No, I'm not going to.
So we got these
three. I go out of my way to make a list.
People.
We should have a reading of all the people who have a
well. That's what we were going to do.
Have
that was
a birthday
our original
on
idea.
My birthday.
I told Tyler, I said that's a good idea, but probably not. Fred wouldn't like that. The whole show reading birthdays is not good. Like I say, a lot in the news. Let's talk about some stuff. You got All-Star Game coming up. You got this reality show. You're a big basketball fan, and you know it gets kind of dull in the basketball off season. And there's LeVar Ball and his family are going to want you to watch this. They're reporting that they've agreed to star in a docuseries produced on Facebook. And you know, Lonzo Ball was selected by the Lakers, number 2. Do you like that pick, by the way?
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Is that going to be a good one? And so he and his younger brothers have committed to play with UCLA, and so they're going to put together this reality show. What do you think about that?
I don't think anything about it.
You don't?
No.
Would you have done that? I mean, when you were starting out in and coming up the ranks in football, there was no such thing as a reality show. You were kind of like left to do your own thing. Does this affect a guy's brain before he even starts really playing professionally?
I can't answer those questions. It's a subject matter.
I think it would.
That is completely empty to me.
Look at that Rams reality show they had, and they start showing it, and the coach gets fired.
Which one was
that? The one that they had out there where they had the coach, Jeff What's-His-Face, got fired, and he's crying to his people that he left the team and everything. And
did they have him on camera crying?
Yeah, well, he was sort of upset he got fired, and the cameras were
on camera?
He announced it on camera. That's what I'm saying. It's a different sort of reality world.
I think that was a setup. I mean, they knew that was going to happen.
Well, maybe a little bit, but he announced it to his coaches.
Wait a minute, just a second.
I don't think the coaches knew.
Any owner, any owner that says, hey, listen, I got a great idea.
Yeah.
I want to fire my coach, so let's just wait until we roll camera and so we can get it live.
Well, they fired him, and then he came in and announced it to the other coaches.
No wonder the team loses.
And one of the coaches came up and shook his hand and everything, because they're probably all going to get their dumped in as well.
But I don't care about LeVar Ball.
You don't?
No, I don't. No,
okay. All right. What else is going on?
But I've just noticed here that, here it is right here. International Olympic Committee. The Bid Evaluation Commission issued its report Monday saying Los Angeles is embracing the IOC's agenda.
It's good.
Of non-corruption, transparency in governance, and low cost. The idea is they're trying to bring the 2028 games, or 2024 games, whatever they choose to select, you know, to bring the Olympics back to Los Angeles, because it was such a big deal in 84. And my question is, will OJ be out of jail in time to carry the torch? That's my question.
That's your question?
That's my question.
So you, that's it?
That's it. That's my question. All will right. OJ be available? And I believe if he is, that's the tipping point.
He will carry the torch.
He will. They'll give LA the Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah. OJ is about 330 now. He weighs about 330, and he'll look good going up the steps with a torch in his hand if he doesn't stumble.
Up the Coliseum. That's a tough thing as you get older, go up those steps Johnson did it perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big deal.
He's 330. Been eating a lot of cookies in jail.
Wow. It's good. You got some cookies for your birthday. I think I'll have a couple.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895. 8895.
We are back in the lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our program, the Sultan, Sultan of Safeties, 2-1 game in the same quarter. The guy from Hunter, guy from Crisis last season. He was on TNT with Sharon Stone, Agent X. Got some stuff coming up. We'll talk about that soon. Been working a lot on doing his writing, as he mentioned last week. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I hope everyone is well today. You know, I'm looking forward to a great weekend. I'm looking forward to spending time with you folks out there and going over, I think, the All-Star game. All the lineups are being made. It's not quite official. I think later on this week they'll solidify everybody who's on there. And we'll see what happens. I notice that the lineups for each team, the American League and National League, I have no idea who these people are.
Well, they all change, but it's voted by the fans. Here's the thing. I think the fans should have a piece of this deal.
No,
but
I think they shouldn't have any of it.
Yeah, but I think it should be like coaches and stuff, because last year the Cub fans voted their entire team in on this.
Well, here's the deal. I mentioned this to a friend of mine who was a professional athlete. And I asked him, I said, would you negotiate in your contract a bonus if you were elected to the All-Star game, knowing that the outcome is generated by ballot stuffing?
Right.
He said, absolutely not. And there's no way that you can honestly say that this lineup of people, although they're all good players, is a honest adjudication of the talent in both leagues that is done by the people who know, which are the players and the managers. The baseball people should be voting on who is in the All-Star game, not a bunch of dizzy fans who stuff the ballots. And you can't tell me. They make this embarrassing statement here the other day at Dodger Stadium, and they just embarrassed Justin Turner, I think, anyway. At least he should have been embarrassed. Let's get out there and stuff the ballots so he can get on the team. And that's exactly what they did, you know. And they brought him up. Well, what do you think? Should we encourage the fans to go out and stuff the ballots? Yeah, okay, I'd really appreciate it if you would. It was terrible.
Hold on a second, I'm just finishing voting for Justin Turner here.
I've got 65 votes to pull tonight.
You can
tonight.
Vote like a billion times.
No, you can, anytime you, any, if you yeah. go on the internet, you can vote as
constantly.
Long as you're awake.
True. Even if you're asleep, if you got some kind of, when the first ballot went around, you had like, I think, 30 votes a day that you could stuff.
Yeah, 35.
Now, they come back
35.
And they have to, hey, we are going to let you vote one more time for some people that maybe should be on there. And there's 5 in the American League and 5 in the National. And now you can vote. And so I voted and I like went up to 10 and I thought, well, this is crazy. I think you can't vote anymore. And I went up to 30 and I got up to like 100. And I was getting tired. I had to take a little meal break and go to the men's room for a while. And I came back and kept on voting. You could literally vote 10,000 times.
Put you on IV and just sit there 24/7 between now and Thursday night at 1 o'clock in the morning, wherever the hell it is.
That's it.
And feel good that your guy got in.
See, I would sign that clause in my contract, and then I'd hire some people to say, hey, you got $50 for it if you can stand in that corner and vote for me for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, but you can't do that. I mean, you can't do it.
I
mean,
I would.
Well, of course you would.
Yes.
It's
a bonus.
Point that I'm making is that it's immoral.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And it's stupid, and I don't care about the game. And did you know this? I did not know this. Not that I should. Maybe I should. They dropped, I think it was last year, they dropped the demand that this game is home court advantage for the World Series.
Yeah, that's this season is going to be the first year.
So that's it.
And that's fabulous because it's stupid to play all year long and then have some stupid All-Star game say, I got the best record in baseball. I won 105 games. Well, you're the visiting team. Because
well, it's like a Venezuelan election system.
It's all wussied down baseball rules. We've been talking about this, and that's one of the worst ones, that neighborhood play at second second base, not being able to slide into home, and this stupid thing where the winning team, either the National League American, that team got to be in home field advantage.
Well, this whole thing to me has started and it stopped. If they don't stop, if they don't take the people, the fans out of this and put it back to where it should go, then there's no legitimacy to it. I think it's a joke as it is. I mean, you know, I got in by, I won the starting shortstop position by 600,000 votes. I mean, that's what they're talking about
now.
You know, he only needs a million more votes. Get out there and stuff the ballot, you idiots.
I'm going to go vote here for a few minutes. We'll be right back. We are back in the lounge. Sports Lounge here from CRN. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Talking about the All-Star game here. And back in the day, we were mentioned during the break, it was the pride of winning the game. When Pete Rose and those guys were playing it, the National League wanted to beat the American League. It was a contest that you rooted for the whole league, and Pete was going to be next to, you know, Steve Garvey, and it was going to be, they're all going to be buddies and winning a game together.
We all remember, maybe we don't, but we all remember that the All-Star game, the baseball All-Star game, was looked forward to and relished by crazy baseball fans on the American League and the National League, because it was a precursor to what everybody was looking forward to, is can the National League, can the Reds beat the Yankees this year in the World Series? And so they're going to watch the All-Star game. And they're going to realize that this game represents a foreshadowing of that World Series event. And so, therefore, it only works if you don't have interleague play. In the 70s, baseball was dying. Pro football, I knew I was playing it during that decade. It was taking over everything. It dominated all of the ratings and all the advertising dollars. And baseball was done. So what they decided to do is they said, "Well, we're going to talk about interleague play, but here's what we're going to do: we're going to let the fans vote on the All-Star game. More participation." And they watered it down. And they destroyed the fine fabric, the membrane of that sport. And now the All-Star game means nothing. You've got the raping of a moral fiber in the sport, and that is rewarding people for their excellence. And that decisions are made by the players themselves and the managers.
Yeah.
That's where it should be. The fans should be outside buying tickets. If you want, if you don't, that's fine too. And they should get rid of interleague play so the World Series has some sort of a magnetism to it.
It's true. Yeah, you get the guy play the Dodgers, play the Yankees or whatever, and all of a sudden they show up in the World Series like, well, it's just like another regular season game. And used to mean something to get there. And so...
Forgive me. The other thing is, This you asked me about what I did over the holiday.
Yeah, 4th of July.
4th of July. Yeah. I watch baseball games. I've never seen such a salacious attempt at advertising, at getting these uniforms. No team other than the Dodgers, maybe the Red Sox, not even them, the Yankees, they don't wear jerseys, colored tops in games. They wear their whites at home and the grays on the road. It's a tradition. And they've destroyed that aspect of the sport, too, where they've got all these different – they got guys with the stirrups, no stirrups, stripes, some stripes. And the Dodgers have put together a hat that had a white bill on it and a red dot on top, and then they had a big D on the front. And I, you know, this marketing commercialization has destroyed everything. No team, you can't. You see these the Angels used to have great home uniforms,
right?
With the vests and the red sleeves, and now they've got this red tank top or this red.
I like the
jersey.
Padre camouflage outfit. That's pretty good. You go hunting in that one.
It's terrible.
You go hunting until. until the guy spots number 12 is hiding over there.
Well, anyway, I'm pissed off about it. So
I know. Well, you played the game, and you are upset about even the football uniforms.
Well, I'm upset for it because I hear fans. I'm not the only one. I hear fans talk about it, and they're upset about it.
I saw them come up and talk to you about it.
There's no voice about it. Yeah, and there's no voice, you know, for people like that. They don't listen to anybody.
But see, they can sell that All-Star or the 4th of July uniform now. Can be online. They can make a lot of money. Say, I want one of those Dodger 4th of July uniforms.
That special commemorative hat. The Dodgers wore it every Tuesday of the first Tuesday of every March. You know, they wore it. And we want to get... So they butcher every aspect of the sport.
Did you like the socks? The red and white socks?
No,
and
I didn't like
that. That was on one leg?
No. That's not. Team has a fireworks show.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen every fireworks show. I wasn't there in Hiroshima. I wasn't there. I wasn't born quite yet.
Yeah.
But if I was born, I'd have been there. But I can't tell you enough how tired I am of these fireworks shows.
Well, they got the professional ones, but everybody's doing it in their backyard.
No, it doesn't make any difference.
People are doing their yards at
people
the same time.
People standing there. Look, I know they do it for kids, primarily for children.
Yes.
Okay, I got that. Okay, well, I'll accept that. But it's just too much now. It's stop it. Just give us baseball. Don't make a... It's Friday night fireworks after every Dodger win. And if they don't win, we're going to cut it back a half hour, you know, so you can get on the freeway.
Well, they do fireworks when they hit homer sometimes, you know? They send fireworks in some of the stadiums.
What's that?
They have rockets that go off when people hit home runs.
Yeah, and people ooh and ah. It's like they've never seen it. They've never been out to dinner before. You know, they've been so busy, you know, going to Denny's or you know, fast food restaurant that when they do actually get to go out to a nice restaurant, you know, they're paralyzed.
Let's get your thoughts about it. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget, we have our email segment. You can send Fred an email, FredDreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com, FredDreyer at crntalk.com.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Here's an urgent message from Agora Financial.
Most of the tiny penny stocks operating in the newly formed marijuana markets are garbage. That's the truth of it. But there are a few that have a legitimate chance of becoming blue chip marijuana firms. And that's certainly the case for one 25-cent marijuana player that we've analyzed. Why? Because it was recently revealed that they are expected to deliver the best quarter on record to shareholders. All segments of operations, construction, wholesale, and retail are being reported as profitable and self-sustaining. And they could be getting ready to deliver some really big news. Shares could soar in the near future. Once the mainstream media begins covering this story, it could send share prices screaming higher. Go to profitfrompot.com to find out how you can legally stake a claim in the best best of the best that the industry has to offer. If you don't, you'll probably regret it for the rest of your life. Go to profitfrompot.com. That's profitfrompot.com.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
We're back. It's the lounge. Yeah. Birthday day for Fred Dreyer.
It's salty. So trying. As you get older, it's just so trying. Isn't
birthdays
it?
Are just the yeah.
Just getting older.
Well, here's the thing. I've watched you when you were at the All Access for the Rams, and people were coming up and asking you to sign things. Oh, do you mind doing this? And you were signing shirts, and you were signing everything, and it was 100 degrees outside, 98 or whatever, on the floor of the Coliseum, and you signed all of them. Here's a story about this guy, Dak Prescott, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. He's been accused of using a machine to sign his autograph for memorabilia companies, selling to collectors instead of signing them himself. Now, if a guy's going to pay money for your autograph, shouldn't you be the guy to sign it? I mean, is it gotten that political? I got a story. I worked one time for a senator. A guy was running for a Senate in California. And I'm sitting in the office. We were supposed to feed out his news feeds to some of the media. And there was a stack of pictures here. And they said, hey, here's the senator. There's his $1,000 donors. Hey, Bill, will you sign these for him? He wasn't even signing these things, and people were giving him $1,000. And I thought, I ain't voting for this guy.
Well,
so I'm just wondering what you think about this. Part of your deal is to sign an autograph.
No, but if you have to ask the question, what do I think about somebody cheating? I mean, if you're asking me to reason, that's not even worthy of having a conversation about. Anybody that does that, Dak Prescott is the star quarterback. He is the face of the franchise. He does this?
Yeah.
Where's Jerry Jones? If this is true, I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, he's been accused.
Where's Jerry Jones? Where is Jerry Jones who stands up? Why doesn't he go onto social media, bring Zach Prescott over next to him and say, is this true? Yes or no? If it is, see ya. I mean, somebody in the sport, somebody in the culture, please do something that would remind me that somebody's paying attention. A parent, a boss, a coach, a father, a mother, a brother. Somebody that takes a look at this behavior and says, that's it. I don't care who you are. That represents me. I don't do that. You're done. Sit your ass over there and I'll let you know if I want to talk to you. And it's like tolerating Colin Kaepernick. Here it is again, Colin Kaepernick. Many in the league think that Colin's been blackballed. No, they don't. Not when a guy shows up and kneels and his behavior insults his boss. Where can you, as a worker, a paid worker, to do a specific job, show up and do that and have people say, yeah, he has a right to do that? No, he doesn't. Not on my time. I'm paying him to play quarterback. And shut up and get in line and lead the team. What he's doing there goes completely opposite of what I want him to do. If you want to do that, go outside in the parking lot and talk to the people coming out of the game. But don't sit here and say to me, I'm being blackballed because I'm taking the no, you're an idiot. The reason that you're not in the league is because you're stupid. Did you know that he had 1 year at $15 million left on his contract?
Well, he walked away.
He purposely walked away. And now he's saying, claiming, well, they won't have me come back. Well, yeah, because you're stupid.
End of story. I hear crickets. I think that's...
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick hears crickets. He's stupid. How can you actually go in front of people and say, I'm being blackballed?
Or nothing. 15 mil, nothing.
No, here's
I'll
the other
take
thing.
Nothing.
Dak Prescott, you know, and all these guys, you know, who are accepting money from the league. Believe me, I love people getting paid. Believe me, we all got paid at some point in time in life. But you know, when you have this amount of money, when I tell you for 9 months, 6 months out of the year, you got to be available to a team to put a uniform on and go down and play football, and they're going to give you $22.5 million to do that, and you behave like that, shame on you. You should never be allowed to have another opportunity.
I agree with you. Make the most out of your opportunities and have the pride of the team. That's what's missing from the All-Star game winning that in baseball. That's what's happening with Colin Kaepernick. There's no pride in being a member of a team, of a franchise, and standing for what that franchise represents. And that's gone. It's gone from our society.
You've got 19-year-old head coaches. You've got guys who are 24, 26, 28 years old being head coaches. What do they know about? What do they know about that job? That job, you know, if you're 18 years of age, they give you a rifle and they stick your ass out there and you got to fight for your country. Well, that's pretty good stuff.
You learn quickly.
So when someone says, I'm going to hire a coach, you know, because he got me coffee. You know how most of these guys got into the National Football League? They were hired by veteran coaches and front office people. And they said, look, I want to get into pro football. I want to be a coach. I want to be an owner. I want to get in there. Can you help me out? Yeah, okay. So you're going to work for free getting these coaches at 4 a.m. cigarettes and coffee. I'll do it. And they all did that. And they worked themselves up. I'll give you a list of people here one of these days, of people who, you know, George Allen's son. You know, Bruce Allen, he'll tell you, we should get him on, by the way.
We should
get him on during football season, and Bruce will lay it out for you. But the point is that A-L-L-E-N, George Allen's son. And they'll tell you exactly where all of these geniuses come from, you know. And they all start by running after coffee and donuts for these alcoholic coaches who are chain smokers.
Really? The thing you learn right here on the Lounge of Sports.
Well, you do learn a lot of stuff
you
on this show.
You do learn a lot of this. It's good. All right. Talk to Fred. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. That's his Twitter handle, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's the email segment here on the show, one of our favorite times here. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. RM Foot says, Fred, correct me if I'm wrong. Did I see you on some offensive series while you were with the Giants? I swear I saw you line up as an offensive end. Am I right or am I nuts?
You're nuts.
Okay. Now, Mike Howell said, hello, Mr. Dreyer. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday and wish you the best of luck this coming year. My Wednesday nights are scheduled around the Sports Lounge, and I truly appreciate your sense of humor and candid sports talk along with Mike Horn, who is a true professional. I like this guy, Mike, already. You're a genius. He says, your chemistry and banter always makes me laugh. Coming from Boston, I can honestly say you made the best move of your career not coming to New England. Your recollection of your brief time as a New England Patriot brought back many memories of those dark days here in New England.
It was terrible then. That's why I left. And by the way, he's never met you, so that opinion stands.
Well, he just listens. He's a quick study and a judge of great voice. So he says, having you talk about Upton Bell and the mismanagement of the team made me laugh out loud.
Well, I appreciate it because I was laughing out loud as well.
Josh says, hey, big fan, Fred, how do you stay in such great shape? Do you have a favorite cheat meal or food or something?
I usually go through about a case of beer in the morning.
No, you don't. You do salmon.
And then I glide my way into...
He does salmon and greens. And it's good stuff. Nick wants to know, growing up, who was your favorite NFL team?
Growing up, it was the Rams.
Yeah. Was the Rams, really?
Yeah. I like the Rams. I like the Redskins. You know what? Here's the deal. I was attracted. I love the 49ers. I love the introduction of the teams and their colors. I love the uniforms.
That's good. Patricia says, happy birthday. Everything special? Or anything special?
Thank you, Patricia.
hot birthday show. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Sultan, acting legend Fred Dreyer, pouring it on here. And some fun news, I guess. If you're a Dodger fan, you're going to love this. Cody Bellinger is going to is named Rookie of the Month for June. Kenley Jansen named Reliever of the Month. And apparently, Cody Bellinger going to compete in the Home Run Derby.
His dad's going to pitch.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. As bad as I think the Home Run Derby, and Tyler Roop, our producer, agrees with me, destroys these guys' brains because they can just they get their swing all screwed up.
I don't know if that's true.
Tyler was on the field. He watches these guys. He watches the race. He says, hey, you're pulling your head back or whatever, something. I think Puig, it happened to Puig. I think it happened to a center field guy that we got there. I think Peterson, he went ahead and he went down. And now poor Cody Bellinger is going to go there and become a 193 hitter after his dad pitches to him.
You know, if you can't, as a professional hitter, if you're doing what Cody Bellinger's doing,
yes,
there's no reason to think you can't handle your dad throwing you softballs and hitting them into the left field stands. If you think for a minute that's going to screw up every bit of beautiful talent that you've seen this guy unfold for the last 4 months, there's something wrong with you.
It did to Yasiel Puig.
He's an idiot. He's still swinging at pitches 3 feet. Now, I measured it last night on my TV because I have an automatic television measuring stick.
I know. I helped you carry that thing up the stairs and take your old Sony Trinitron.
I saw that.
And actually move it to.
No. You know how big that TV was? That was a day's work.
Not only was your TV one of those big projection models in the living room, but your room you had upstairs the Sony Trinitron. I think it said engineered in 1971.
No.
Still worked, though.
That was a 19. I'll tell you when that's, what was that Sony Trinitron. That was, I think, 92, 94, somewhere right around there.
How about that Zeta, the black and white you had in the garage, the most trusted name in electronics?
The Hoffman.
The Hoffman Easy Vision.
Mahogany cabinet.
Oh, that's what we had. Cherrywood. We had Cherrywood.
Yeah, that was also good.
My dad wanted to keep that cabinet and make a bar out of it. We said, you're crazy, Dad. Get rid of it. Now I'm thinking the guy was a genius. That's what we should have done. Save that Cherrywood.
No, the Cherrywood was too red. The mahogany was just dark enough.
Oh, I like the Cherrywood. I'm
sorry. Well, if you have red furniture, go ahead.
Anyway, so you were measuring like Yasiel.
So he swung at a pitch. It was 3 feet outside into the left-handed batter's box.
But they've been saying he's better, though, this year. He's gotten so much better.
No. I'll tell you what, though. He plays great defense.
Yeah.
He's calmed down.
More walks.
He's calmed down. He's stopped hitting himself with the baseball bat when he's in the batter's box. From what I gather, he's a good teammate, which is all I care about. And he's a guy that could get you coffee, and then in 25 years be a manager somewhere.
But I didn't like that
in
thing.
Venezuela.
What, was that kind of just a bad habit of hitting yourself with the baseball bat?
Who knows? Who knows? You know, it's some sort of psychotic, playing out, acting out.
Not seen many baseball legends actually hit themselves with a baseball bat.
Well, he taps himself.
Pitches.
Yeah, he did wake himself up. Pay attention, deltoids. Pay attention,
he's
triceps.
He's getting more walks this year. He's an improved player.
No, he is absolutely an improved player, but he still strikes out by swinging a ball 3 feet outside the home plate.
He's
he does.
Yeah, you know?
He's got 16 home runs already.
I know. That's very good.
So he'll hit 25 anyway.
Right.
Don't you think?
I think he will. I think that.
What's this music? What's happening?
This means we got it going up to the break here. I got to remind everybody they can follow you on Twitter. And Fred is very active. They're going to start tweeting during this show. Twitter and Fred Dreyer, Fred_Dreyer. That's his Twitter handle. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email Fred with all your comments. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, our final segment here of the show today. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. You know, today was an interesting thing. I just noticed here in my stack of information, Gene Conley, 86 years of age, Boston Red Sox pitcher, and he played for the Red Sox from 61 to 70 to 63. Died Tuesday, and 86 years of age. Conley helped pitch the Milwaukee Braves to the World Series championship in 57 and won three NBA titles with the Celtics.
Wait a minute, so he played with the Boston and with the Celtics. That's a
He helped win the World Series championship in 57. I remember that. And then was an all-star from 54, 55, and 59. Spent 11 years in baseball with three teams. He was selected by the Celtics in 52 in the draft. And after spending most of the next 6 years playing only baseball, he returned to the NBA in 58 and won three consecutive titles.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
That's a tremendous feat.
How about that woman that was telling me that the pitchers can't pitch complete games? Here's a guy, not only pitched complete games, he played basketball in the offseason.
Yeah,
that's a star.
Just to stay in shape. He was born in Muskegee, Oklahoma, a paper company in Foxborough, Massachusetts. They had three children and seven grandchildren. God bless you.
He was the original Okie from Muskogee.
He was a beauty. Gene Conley. I remember him as a kid.
I remember him as baseball card. when I was a kid. I used to collect them, and you know, I collected them in the 60s.
This is a lot of information to put on the back of a car.
Well, but they used to put it on there.
Yeah, they sure did.
And the guy that used to come on and drive Sid's ice cream truck when Sid was away, and Sid was always a nice guy, I would get the banana popsicle, and then I'd say the good humor guy would come by, and he'd have like the ice cream, but I wanted the baseball cards, and I'd say, I'd like to buy some baseball cards. And when you asked him to do it, he'd open one of the packages up himself and eat the gum. I like the gum, but I ate the cards. And he'd go, Gene Connolly, you can puke on him. Sandy Koufax, you can puke on him. And he'd throw the card away. And we, as kids, we'd run in the street and almost get hit by cars. And we'd get these valuable baseball cards.
Sounds hateful, this guy.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. We got free baseball cards.
Well, look, Gene Connolly dead at 86. God bless him and his wife. They had the Foxborough Paper Company.
Well, I say so long to everybody. Good week, huh?
Yeah, God bless it.